Blackstone Publishing presents The Angel's Share by Ellen Crosby. This book is read by Christine Marshall. For Rick Tagg, with thanks and love for 12 years of educating me about the business of grape growing and winemaking, for answering my many questions with good-hearted patience and humor, and for plying me with fine Virginia wine. What's past is prologue. William Shakespeare, The Tempest. Today, relatively little Madeira is drunk in the U.S. Americans seem to want light, quick-drinking wines, and Madeira, which is heavy and must be sipped and savored at leisure, is like daytime baseball, a wonderful institution made for the spirit of another age. Really fine Madeiras are today the Edsels of the wine world. A handful of fanatics hoard them and talk about them, but most people have never tasted one, let alone bought one. John Heilman, Thomas Jefferson, on Wine. 1. Vintage Madeira is the color of old blood. A nearly indestructible wine, it improves almost magically with fire and heat. Once upon a time, the value of a barrel of Madeira was determined by the number of voyages it made, secured in the holds of cargo ships that crisscrossed the oceans. Thomas Jefferson famously used to send his Madeira back to sea, to African ports or the distant Indies, if he decided there were not enough destination stamps on the barrels he'd ordered. No other wine in the world requires at least half a century to fully mature, or can live for 2 centuries and remain so potent.